Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. The Mayo Clinic is one of the world's most prestigious organizations, one that fosters a culture that exceeds customer expectations and earns deep loyalty from both customers and employees. Service Business Authority Leonard Berry and Mayo Clinic Marketing Administrator Kent Seltman had the rare opportunity to study the Mayo Clinic's culture of success from the inside by conducting personal interviews as well as observing hundreds of clinician-patient interactions. The result is Management Lessons from Mayo Clinic, a new book about how the clinic's business concept produces stellar clinical results, organizational efficiency, and interpersonal service. Leonard and Kent, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
So let's start with a very basic question. Why did you write this book?
Dave, we wrote our book because Mayo Clinic is not only a wonderful world-class healthcare organization, it's a fabulous service organization. And there's so much that managers of any kind of service business, any kind of business at all, can learn from this 100-plus-year-old institution.
Ken, do you have anything to add to that?
Yes, I would just say that Mayo Clinic is a very exemplary organization. It has enjoyed 100 years of operation at the premier level without any dips. It's always been considered a world-class institution since the early 1900s. We believe that this is an organization that other people can learn from. It's a great healthcare organization, but it's just a great organization in the way that it's run.
From reading this book, it's evident that the Mayo Clinic can be a model for almost all businesses in the service area and many other areas as well. What would you consider the core values of the Mayo Clinic?
Certainly the first and most important value inside the institution is the needs of the patient come first. That is rock bottom main value on which the entire institution is based. And the thing that's remarkable about that is that across the 43,000 employees at Mayo Clinic, virtually every one of them can cite that. It is something that is part of the fabric of the institution. It's not just words on paper.
Right.
And Dave, to add to that, another core value of Mayo Clinic is collaborative medicine, the pooling of talent, the practice of teamwork to help the patient. The way Mayo Clinic implements the needs of the patient come first core value is through the collaborative medical model. And the best way to understand that is to think of a department store. We're all familiar with department stores, but we're familiar with department stores that sell merchandise. Mayo Clinic is a different kind of department store. It's a department store of medical experts, medical specialists. And these specialists in every aspect of medical care come together as teammates to help the individual needs of a particular patient. And that's how the Mayo Clinic model of care is designed to work. And it works well almost all of the time.
Because it is the Mayo Clinic, I gather you've never had to practice brand defense. Is that correct?
I would say that actually Mayo Clinic does practice brand defense more than brand offense.
Does it?
By that I mean that Mayo Clinic has been jealously guarding its reputation for 100 years. Rather than seeing how far the brand can be extended and stretched and stretched and stretched almost to the breaking point, Mayo isn't into brand management of that kind. Rather, brand management focuses on its core product, which is delivering critically needed, complex patient care, and then using some of the reputation as well in some health information tools that we have created.
Very interesting.
Dave, you ask about branding at Mayo Clinic. It's such a remarkable story of branding because here is one of the most powerful, one of the most valuable service brands in the entire world, the brand of Mayo Clinic. And yet Mayo Clinic rarely advertises. That's so surprising to my students in the business school when I teach them that because they tend to think of brand development, you have to do advertising to build a brand. But the way Mayo Clinic has developed its brand, its world-class brand, is one patient experience at a time. And then the patients who are so pleased with their care and the way they were treated with dignity and respect go back home and they word of mouth to others about Mayo Clinic. 9 out of 10 Mayo Clinic patients pass on favorable comments about Mayo Clinic to others. 9 out of 10. It's an incredible statistic.
And they do that to large numbers of people. Mayo Clinic's research indicates that over 1/3 of all people in America personally know someone who's been a patient at Mayo Clinic. And so while Mayo Clinic has had only 6 million patients across its entire history, it is known by tens of millions of individuals on a sort of first-person basis, if you will.
The Mayo Clinic has preserved a patient-first climate. In the book, you offer some suggestions to managers on how they can do the same in their own companies. Can you share some of those ideas with our audience?
One of the things that Mayo Clinic does exceedingly well, Dave, is hire the right people. They hire not only for the skills and talent they need, and at Mayo Clinic you need very good skills and very good talent. They also hire the people with the kind of value system that they need. Mayo Clinic is Mayo Clinic because of exemplary teamwork. And so Mayo Clinic has to hire people who are going to be good teammates, good team players. And that's an important lesson from our book, hiring for values, not just talent.
Now, of course, we hear a great deal in the business community about team building and teams. But how can you take what the Mayo Clinic does and apply it to businesses?
Mayo Clinic employs a few hundred highly trained MBA, MHA graduates. And all of these people come to Mayo Clinic knowing they will never be the CEO. The CEO of Mayo Clinic is always a physician. And so people who choose to work at Mayo Clinic are people who are going to be very comfortable working on a brilliant team where the team, rather than they as an administrator, are going to be seen as the source of the success. So not only is teamwork practiced on the medical side in taking care of patients, but it also is the way that the institution operates in its overall management.
So individuals from various parts of the organization get together and work together to help the patient.
Right. Len, you speak about the teamwork in healthcare a little bit.
I can address your question best by telling a story. And the story involves one of my very best friends who's been a patient at Mayo Clinic. 3 years ago, Don got very bad news from his local doctor in his hometown about 1,000 miles from Mayo Clinic. His hometown doctor told him that he had oral cancer. Now, this was an oral cancer that had gone undiagnosed for 2 years before Don finally got this diagnosis. And of course, he was stunned. He was very upset. He's driving home from that doctor's visit, and he gets on his cell phone and calls his wife and said, "Honey, I've just learned that I have cancer. We are going to the Mayo Clinic." 2 weeks later, he and his wife are sitting at the Mayo Clinic. On their first day, Don is seen by 3 different medical specialists who are formed to be his team to take care of him: an ear, nose, and throat specialist, a medical oncologist, and a radiation oncologist. Those 3 physicians came together to be the face of Mayo Clinic for Don. They put Don on a regimen starting immediately of radiation and chemotherapy. Don and his wife moved into a hotel in Rochester, Minnesota for 3 months. Those 3 physicians and several technicians that administered the treatment and the front desk staff, whose name is Rose, who Don just loved, were the face of Mayo Clinic. So this huge institution became a small, intimate institution for Don, and they took care of him. It's now 3 years later. Don is in complete remission. He's living a high quality of life. He loves Mayo Clinic. He goes back periodically for his checkups. Those same 3 physicians still take care of him. That's how Mayo Clinic works. That's Mayo Clinic at its best.
Well, let's look at another way that Mayo Clinic outperforms a lot of other hospitals, and that's in something called destination medicine. Can you explain what that is and how business can apply it?
Destination medicine is a very important strategy for Mayo Clinic. Rochester, Minnesota is still a small town, 100,000 people. There are over 300,000 individual patients come to Mayo Clinic every year, and many of them come a long distance. Mayo Clinic, from the outset, had to develop a delivery model that worked for people who didn't sleep in their own beds at home. And so it's developed a system where a huge amount of medical care can be delivered in a short period of time. Much of that burden is borne by an appointment system that can generate within a minute and a half, 2 minutes today, an itinerary that will optimize the patient's time as they go through medical tests and visits with large numbers of physicians at whatever is required. So a patient comes in, sees an intake physician who then orders these tests and recommends the additional consultations. Then the journey through Mayo Clinic begins. Typically, it's a 3 to 5 day journey. And about, I think it's now 87% of the time, patients are able to complete by the end of business on Friday everything that had been started in that week. People who come on Friday end up having to stay over the weekend usually, but most of the patients are on campus for only a week before they get a diagnosis. That, in contrast, would often take 6-8 months in a local community setting. That efficiency of care, this ability to deliver a lot of care in a short period of time, is one of the big competitive advantages of Mayo Clinic, which enables them to have a large practice of destination medicine.
I could see how this could also be a competitive advantage to businesses by creating a systems mindset, don't you think, Len?
Yes, Dave. Mayo Clinic is really a story of operations excellence and operations engineering as much as it is a story of clinical wizardry and diagnoses of rare medical conditions that other physicians have not been able to diagnose. It's a marriage of the clinical skill and decades of investment in operations engineering and systems engineering. That has created the combination of what we call destination medicine, time-condensed care, with the service of treating every patient with respect and dignity.
I can see how that could be applied in most businesses in terms of speed of delivery, quality of performance. What about the leadership at the Mayo Clinic? You have a unique approach to that, partnership-based leadership.
Certainly that is the case. Mayo Clinic is run by physicians. Everyone understands that it's the physician's practice. But the physicians who run Mayo Clinic are always paired with an administrator who is well-trained in MBA or MHA or whatever is the appropriate academic training program for that area. The physicians in leadership positions help keep the focus of the institution on the needs of the patient. And it's not the bean counter that wins the arguments. When there's a dispute about whether or not something should be done, the needs of the patient always trump. But once that decision is made, the administrators and physicians work together to figure out how to make it affordable and how to implement it. So there's this wonderful team atmosphere in all of the leadership positions where there is a physician who remains involved in the practice of medicine in virtually every case, with an administrator who understands the administrative and management systems of Mayo that create then this team that is very effective in its operations.
The book is titled Management Lessons from Mayo Clinic Inside One of the World's Most Admired Service Organizations, and we've been speaking today to the two authors, Leonard L. Berry and Kent D. Seltman. Thanks,
guys.
Thank
you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Doctors Berry and Seltman have also been featured guests on an AMA webcast, Management Lessons from Mayo Clinic. To listen to a free recording of this webcast, visit our webcast archive at amanet.org/editorial. You can also check out a calendar of upcoming webcast events and register there as well. The website address is amanet.org/events. Just remember, we really need your feedback. So please drop us an email at podcast@amanet.org or call us at 800-697-3406. That number again is 800-697-3406. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.